If you're a Christian, you ought to be on fire for Jesus. You ought to be praying for people. You ought to be getting people saved. You ought to be getting people healed. Our job on this earth is to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. That is our whole ultimate goal while we're here. It's doing things for the kingdom of God. It's not doing anything else. And I believe His word. I mean, I have demonstrated it. I mean, I started this out 10 years ago with my little granddaughter when she was killed in a car wreck. I mean, her brain stem was severed. You know, her eyes were jerked out of her brain. Her skull was crushed in five places. Every organ in her body was damaged. Her right knee was crushed. Her left leg broken right below her ankle, her knee and right above her ankle. I mean, every doctor at Cook's Medical Center said, "I'm sorry, it's over for Caitlin." I took one verse, John 15:7. If you abide in me, now that's the problem. We do not abide in Him. We abide in the world. We spend too much time watching television and the junk and the crud and talking about stuff and living in the world, and we do not abide in Christ. Look what the Lord says. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Now then, how big is your Jesus? I don't know about yours, but mine created the universe.
Amen.
He formed the universe, and He spoke, and He said, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to make all these stars just for y'all too, so you have a little light at night." You have any idea how many of them things are out there? There's billions, maybe trillions of them things out there, and they glisten all through the cosmos. And here we are on a little tiny ball that's about 25,000 miles straight through it, and we're running around in a circle at about 1,000 miles an hour. We're spinning, and then we're going forward through the cosmos around the sun every 365 and a quarter days at approximately 70,000 miles per hour. And if He can do that, and He can sustain me every day, I know if He made me a promise like that, I don't care how bad my granddaughter's tore up, I don't care what the circumstances is, the King says, "You can ask me for anything and I'll do it for you." And I stood on that word, and I'm telling you, I don't care, a week later, whenever the doctor said, "Well, we don't know how she's living, but we just done another MRI, and there's absolutely nothing attached to her brain. So we're going to disconnect her this week, and when we do, she will decease, and you do not want to resuscitate her because she'll be a vegetable." I said, "She will not be a vegetable." I said, "She will run and play." And I said, "I guarantee it, because my Jesus made me a promise." They thought Thurman Scrivener had lost his ever-loving mind. Well, I have. And I've lost it for Jesus.
Yeah.
Did Jesus say, "If my words abide in you, and if you abide in me, I can ask"? I don't know about you, but if when I got a God as big as my God and He says I can ask for anything, look out, I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. We have no idea what God has given us and the power He's given us. And here we are running around all uptight, fear, afraid of everything, can't do nothing. When He made these promises under the new covenant, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done." I looked at my little granddaughter. Her face was twice its size, tore all to pieces. Where she had hit that seat in front of her head was twice its size. Every organ in her body was damaged. And I looked at her and I said, "Father, you said in John 15:7, I could ask for anything." I'll never forget the couple of two or three people that come to me and said, "Oh, Thurman," now my daughter was cut all to pieces. I didn't have the faith for her or my wife because they were in pieces. I mean, they were literally in pieces. And so I couldn't have the faith to bring them back to life. But my granddaughter at least is in one piece. And so I take this verse and I'm standing on this, and I'll never forget some of my good Christian friends that come up to me and said, "Thurman, you heard what the doctors say. Why don't you just let them unplug her and let her go ahead, bury her in the same casket with her mother? Wouldn't that be so nice?" I said, "No." I said, "No, she's going to live. She's going to run. She's going to play. I guarantee it." And they thought, "He's crazy. He's lost his mind." That's what they all thought. So I stood on those promises. I stood right over her little bed. I said, "Father, you said in your word that I could ask for anything. So I know when she grows up, she's not going to want those scars on her face. She's going to want to be a beautiful little lady. I want you to put her little face back together, and I don't want a scab to form." I said, "Where they're cut and lacerated, I want skin to come back to skin. I don't want no scabs, because if there are scabs, there'll be scars. I don't want no scars. I've seen you take off scars, Lord. I know you can do it. So I know you can put her back together. I said, you made me a promise in John 15, 7 that says I can ask for that. Did he not? He put it in there for all of us. So I asked him to put her little face back together without a scar. I said, Lord, thank you for knitting it back together. Make it smooth and beautiful. And it was solid red. I said, I want you to take all of the redness away and everything and make her little face beautiful and smooth in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, you know, just Thurman. I said, no, I am not giving up. I have the promises of God's word. I'm standing on those promises. Well, the lady that sat with her the first week when we had the funeral for my wife and my daughter, that woman saw Caitlin and what she looked like. And the second week they came back to see her and her husband one evening, and he come in and he had never seen Caitlin. So he didn't know what her face looked like. So when he walked in first and he looked down and saw her laying there, totally, completely, perfectly beautiful. I mean, there wasn't a scar, a scab, a mark, a red mark, a bruise or nothing. Her little face was perfect. It didn't do a lot for him because he had never seen the other side. So we're in there talking till about, I think it was 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever it is, whenever they shut down for an hour and a half and allow nobody in ICU. He looked, he said, oh goodness, I only got about 5 minutes before they shut this down. He said, I didn't realize I'd been here so long. He said, I better run out and let my wife come in, because if she don't get to see Caitlin before we go home, he said, I won't get nothing to eat for a week. So he run out and his wife come walking in. When she walked in and she looked and she saw that little girl laying there perfect. I mean, no swelling, no redness, no cuts, no scabs, no scars, no nothing. That woman, Baptist woman, screamed, God, you've done a miracle on Caitlin. And boy, that's in ICU where you're supposed to be quiet. But she was screaming. And to this day, 10 years later, when I see that woman at the post office or whatever, if I see her and she turned around and see me, she said, oh my goodness, Thurman, she said, still my skin just tingles every time I think about you and that little girl. She said, I saw her when she was tore all to pieces. Well, now then, just the other day, she was 3 years old when all this happened. On the 12th of January, she was 15. And she come over, and she loved to come over with her grandmother. And grandma said, where do you want to go eat? She said, I want to go to Babe's. So we took her to Babe's, and she had fried chicken and mashed potatoes and corn and all that stuff that they have at Babe's. And I'm sitting there across the table from her watching this little precious jewel eat. And I'm thinking, God, without you and your promises, I would not have this little girl. She would have been dead all those years back when she was 3. But I said, because of you, and because you are a faith God, and because I stood on your word with no doubt in my heart, you healed my baby. Now then, I'm going to give you something that's going to be a little bit hard for you to grasp. If you're really a Christian, you need to get to the point in your walk with God where you can take these promises and totally believe God without a doctor. Now that's a mouthful. There's not hardly nobody there. The church is not there. The church can't trust God. Some of you know, some of you don't. But do you see that hand? Does it look normal? That hand, this last year, I got it hung in an overhead door. And it tore that hand all to pieces. I mean, the first finger was cut plumb to the end, and all three sections was laying down, and you could see the bone all the way across. These bottom three was tore up. A piece of angled steel wound by a tremendous spring. And when I knocked that bracket loose, I didn't realize it was wound by that spring. And I had that bracket in my hand. And that angled bracket went whoosh, 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 and just tore my hand all to pieces. Slung blood everywhere. I could probably easily have had 200 stitches. But I just took a rag and wrapped around my hand. I said, Lord, first of all, I want to thank you for letting my hand still be there. Now see, he said, in all things, give thanks. Did he not? Amen. You know, what we want to do is fuss and cuss about this, not praise him. I said, Lord, I thank you that you said you bore my pain on the cross so I don't have no pain. And guess what happened to my pain? It went away just like that. I had no pain. So I wrapped a rag around it and everything. I said, Bruce says, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going over to the house and let Cheryl wash it off with some stuff and bandage it up. And he said, well, I'll drive you. I said, no, I can drive myself. He said, but Thurman, you got a standard shift. I said, that's okay. I can guide with one hand and, you know, shift with the other hand. I can make it. He said, no, I ain't going to let you do that. I'm going to drive you over there. I said, okay, get in. So we got in. We pulled out. Just as we pulled out on the highway, he looked over my hand, blood's everywhere. He said, I think I'm going to pass out. I said, good grief, Bruce, pull over and let me drive. If you think you're going to pass out, don't kill us. He said, I can make it. I can make it. I said, okay. I said, don't look over here no more. Look ahead, straight ahead. So we brought me over here, and I walked in, and I said, Cheryl, I need some help. She said, what's wrong? I said, cut my hand. She said, my goodness, you must have really cut blood all over that rag. So we go into the bathroom. I take that off, and my wife starts pouring, you know, hydrogen peroxide or whatever to wash it all out and to get all the crud out and all the foamy stuff, you know, as it cleans it up. She gets it all cleaned up, and then she starts wrapping each finger. And then she wraps that one up there. We stick everything back together, put Band-Aids around it and gauze and all that stuff. I said, okay, I'm done. I went back to work. We were hanging these doors, and I went back to work, and I worked the rest of the day till dark that day. And every day I worked, and every day we renewed the bandages on my fingers without a single stitch. And in 1 week, these bottom three fingers were completely healed, just like they are right now. And in one more week, or maybe a week and a half more, this top finger was completely healed. There's nothing wrong with my hand. It looks you don't even see scars on it, do you?
No scars.
Now, what kind of work does the King do when you trust Him?
Amen.
He does perfect work. But that's the problem with us as a church. We don't trust Him. We have got to have a doctor to help us. We can't trust God. Like I say, I'm telling you something that's tough for a Christian to swallow. I didn't get here overnight. But you notice He said there, if my words remain in you and you remain in me. So if you're not in Him, it won't work for you. See, that's where we think Thurman done this. He told me he would never go to a doctor, so I'm going to stop taking my medicine. And you die. And you get to heaven, you say, God, I'm all upset. Thurman said, he said, well, Thurman was absolutely right because he was quoting me. But he says, you have not dwelt in me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled So Important to Forgive Everyone, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.